Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about public expectations on Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament following the country's recent elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are making a critical analysis of Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa chaired the first cabinet today following harmonized elections won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mnangagwa said each cabinet minister is expected to identify a minimum of 5 quick win and high impact projects.
Mnangagwa said ministers are expected to set 100-day program cycles, which will be presented to cabinet and their progress made public every Wednesday in an effort to entrench transparency and a culture of responsiveness.
According to Mnangagwa, their goal is to transform Zimbabwe to a middle-income economy by 2030, characterized by job-rich economic growth and a globally competitive society.
At the same time, Parliament is expected to start its first session tomorrow with a lot of expectations from members of the public, and there are so many people that wish to see what it is going to do. Now the question is, what will Cabinet and Parliament do for you?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe, mahlebe zulu linjani lapho khona jonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah.
Yes. Long time.
Yeah, long time. Taza kugcina.
Yes. How many weeks, months?
2 years.
2 years.
Yes, ulanda basesikhona lapha ke lojoka esitikini. So silethemba lokuthi liyaphila lapho khona. Yeah, namhlanje ke sicoxa ngodaba lokuthi idala le cabinet liza kwenzelani. Njalo kubuyiswa kubuya ke idala le parliament la lokuthi liza kwenzelani. Xa sikhangela ke idala le cabinet yawa sihlale lamdla. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa enguye okade umgcini sihlalo. So uthe khona ngale ke watshela cabinet members zakhe ukuthi bazafaka lokuthi ngama 100 day goals ukuthi wenzeni ngesikhathi esinje. Then bazodinga okuyizinto okuhlanu oza kubeka phansi ukuthi mina ngizayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Ngolwesithathu maviki wonke kwabe kusethulwa ukuthi uzibani bani wenze lokhu, wenza lokhu, wenza lalokhu. Nxa ukuthi wehlulekile baza kubika futhi ukuthi hayi uminista onje utshaya iganga. So ke kukhanya kazani ke babona ngani lokhu kungasebenza. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolo. Kuzobuya olunye ke idale lephalamende liyahlala kusasa. So lihlala nje ngesikhathi siyawathe Zimbabwe kule kholera umkhuhlane wesihudo lowo. Kuzobuya njalo abantu bakhangela ukuthi indaba ye-devolution bazayibamba njani. Njengoba ngazani ke ibandla leZANU-PF ngani selingani yilo seliyiphehla okuzwayo. So ke ngibehlala khonapho abantu bakhangela pho bangenzelwani ejonga ngamalunga edala lephalamend.
Ndizozo Gibbs regaitins ngokuthi zvinofamba sei nekuti timboziyisa vateereri kuti nhasi tiri kukurukura
nezve
nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tiri kukurukura nezve musangano wekutanga wedare remakurukota kana kuti hatingati cabinet waitwa nhasi sachigaro vari mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa tinonzwa kuti musangano iwoyo wasunga kuti pange pachitarwa mazuva anokwana kuita zana kana kuti 100 days ekuti mumazuva yayo munhu ega ega kana kuti gurukota rega rega rinenge richitaura kuti zvii zvarinenge rakohwa kana kuburitsa mumazuva zana iwayo tanzwawo zvakare kuti musangano iyoyo wasunga kuti chitatu choga choga panenge pachiziviswa kuti zvii zvaburiswa nemapazi kana nemakurukota sekuimbisa kwavanga vaita pa100 days idzodzo tanzwa kuti zviri kuitirwa kuti pange paine kubuda pachena kana kuburiswa pachena kwezvinge zvichiitika yatingati transparency yekuti zvii zviri kuitika muhurumende pamwe nekurakidzwa kuti vadare vari kutambira chika kana kuti vari kutsukunyika zvakadii mune zvinenge zvichida kuti zvigadziriswe. Tanzwawo munangagwa achitaurawo pakunyora kwavaita padande mutande rao reTwitter. Hanzi, delighted to preside over the first meeting of our new cabinet this morning. We are getting straight to work in addressing the challenges we face, including overcoming the cholera outbreak. Let's all have an effective and productive week building our new Zimbabwe one brick at a time. Wongu, hanzi na munangagwa, vatanga kutorwa tsoka yekutanga, hanzi rwendo rwe mamaira runotanga nenhano imwe chete. Hanzi tatotanga nhano kutanga kwaita misangano iyoyo vachitaura kuti chinangwa chavo chikuru kana kuti hondo hombe yavaroda kupedza inyaya yechirwere chekorera ndo chavari kutaura ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu. Hanzi tinovaka Zimbabwe chidhina chimwe chete muchikwira mune muchitoverenga. Vakuru vakati tsagare shuga rakapedzwa neteaspoon. Hanzi ukatenga uchiti ndatengera mai 50 kg yeshuga haiperi. Vanenge vachishandisa hau teaspoon, but in 2-3 months muzoona hamuchisina chinhu. Zvino apa mune muchiwaka chidhina chimwe chete muchiwaka Zimbabwe.
And we see that in the same Twitter he actually posted his statement, and it's written, but since the advent of the new dispensation on the 24th of November 2017, we adopted a new methodology of ensuring that government ministers and agencies deliver quality services to the people of Zimbabwe through the integrated results-based management system, which is accompanying rapid results approach. We also adopted the 100-day program cycle as a new model of doing business to support our drive to attain Vision 2030. So then the last sentence says, the 100-day program cycle helped us to accentuate the rapid and efficient implementation of priority projects with an immediate impact on the livelihoods of our people. End quote. So ke kunapo ke uyakhuluma ke mnaka kwakuti bafaka kona kwa ma targets ngesikati kwa pano sanda kungena nyakenye ngo November ukuti bathi kula kona ukuthi 100 day program kuzobuya lokho ukuthi nxa usukhangela into zenzayo kube kuthiwa i rapid results ukuthi kumele ubone ukuthi kuphumile
kumba
ya chop chop kuphumile kumba kuphumanga. And we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother Gibson. How are you today?
Very fine. Tell us, what do you think the government can do for Zimbabweans, you know, this new cabinet?
Anyway, in whatever you do, you need to plan, to have a work plan. That is very important. And this is exactly what the government has embarked on. And this is exactly what the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. And these people are planning. That is, they are hitting the ground. They are just hitting the ground running anyway. And that is exactly what we are expecting from them as a cabinet, that we need to prepare some of these things for the nation. And what is very encouraging is that that work plan, if you talk of 100 days, one must do his evaluation at the end of that 100 days to make sure that maybe you have managed to achieve whatever you wanted to achieve or not. Then if need be, then you can then change the formula if you are not producing the results, the desired results. Then we move on like that. This is exactly, it's very much encouraging.
Yeah,
just 1 minute. President Mnangagwa, ulohlelo, into yokuqala esiyibonayo ukuthi abantu bayaplana ukuthi ngamalanga angaka 600 days abantu bemele besebenzele ukuthi beyenze lokho abajonge ukukwenza ukuthi bakwethule. Kodwa nxa behlulekile njalo, kube sekusiba le ndlela mhlawumbe ukuthi batshintshe indlela yokwenza, benze ngenye indlela ezathi iproduce ama-results. Kuyathokozisa kakhulu ukuthi nanzele ukuthi uhulumende lo ukhangele ukuthi ayenzele abantu into ezibambekayo ngemva kwesikhathi esilutshwane. Njengoba lokhu nje akhona okwenganika nje isibonele ukuthi kulo dubo lwemali u-finance minister ukuthi uzakuqeda njani, kumbe wokuseva out ama-bond notes ngesikhathi esifitshane, then we move on nge-US dollar kumbe ngerandi kumbe nganani, into enjengayenaleyo. Sikhiye imali yethu sihluphile ibhondi leli elisekudalela udubo oluningi kakhulu ukukhwela kwezinto lento ezininazenezo ikwethi kukhangeleleyo ukuthi kusetshenzwa ngaleyo ndlela.
Siyawuza kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ujonga.
Mr. Gaule, how are you?
Fine, and you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. Maybe I can throw a question in English there. I'm not sure whether you want it in Shona too.
Yeah, even in the very languages, English, Shona, and the
Oh, thank you so much. In Dashida Utinditi, wakawanda wa mwaru kuti akasike kutanga zuhurumende zishipa matageti ya kurima muzimbabwe yekuti hapa 100 days taita zvakati taita zvakati even kana pakapinda hurumende yavo munanga kugagorera pera vakaisa matageti akadaro saka vamwe vari kuti ha ipromise dzinongopiwa asi hapana chinobuda munoona sei
apa ndofunga kuti vataura zvakadaro vanhu vasi abasingafariri nyika yavo vasingafariri kuti vaone zvinhu zvichinja isusu vamwe vedu tinoona kuti kana vanhu vapiwa basa havapiwe mukana wokushanda but vapiwe ndima chaizvo kuti kana mwedzi wapera tongoona kuti vanenge zvaita kuti vaite basa richibudirira vagona kuita zvakati nezvakati but inyaya ye100 days yakakosha kuita kuti kuplanning yavo kuskiming yavo nekuplanning kwacho kunobuda chinhu here kana kusingabudi chinhu toyochinja maitiro toona kuti tongochinja tichienda kupi tichiona kuti zvinofamba here kuti hazvifambi but nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti as a nation takamirira chaizvo chaizvo kuti zvinhu zvichinje nokukurumidza inyaya dzemari dzakakosha idzi mari aisimari haisi kuwanikwa mabhoni noti finance itataura zvakanaka kuti vochafedzwa vachaoda kuti mabhoni noti afeze out nezvimwe zvakadaro ndizvo zvakatarisira kuti nyika yedu tinokuda kuona zvinoona nyaya dzemari ndizvo zvakakosha kupfuura zvimwe zvinhu zvakatarisa
Maybe the same in English, Mr. Gaule. Some are saying these are just targets they give each other, but nothing comes out of these targets, and this is not the first time that the government has set these targets.
I wish God to provide, to give them maybe, we are talking of a period of 100 days, them to live for some time so that they realize what we are talking about when we are saying this planning of 100 days is very important. It is very, very important to plan and have a time frame to say after such a period we have managed to achieve ABCD. You set targets, and if you set targets, then are you able to achieve in that very same period? And by the end of the of the 100 days, the Ministry of Finance shall be able to do ABCD, shall have achieved the following. Then this is a very, very, very important. To me, this is something that is very important that you cannot ignore. And really, it's quite pleasing that really some people are doing work. But give them time to do their work so that at the end of the day, we shall be able to evaluate. We should do our evaluation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you are now joined by one of our guests, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer based in South Africa, working with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and good evening to all the listeners of Studio 7.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, what's your take on the new cabinet? Is it going to deliver, or they will always tell us about these goals that they always set? And are these goals anyway achievable at the end of the day? Because the government is sounding like an NGO now.
Well, I think what is important to appreciate is that President Mnangagwa has a new cabinet that includes people who may be called technocrats, if you like, otherwise who are there for their knowledge and expertise. For example, Kirsty Coventry, the renowned swimmer, and Professor Mthuli Ncube, who has taken over as Minister of Finance. So that is a positive. But we need to put this in the proper context, Gibbs, which is that We need to do a mapping of power in Zimbabwe. Where does power lie within the framework of Zimbabwe? You would find that it appears that real power to make things happen or not happen is not necessarily resident in cabinets, but rather in the ZANU-PF Politburo, because it is ZANU-PF which deploys these cabinet ministers and therefore possibly has the final say. So when you look at it like that, you then understand that real power to make decisions is with the Politburo at ZANU-PF headquarters at Shekshen building. So this might actually complicate things and make it difficult for outsiders like Mthuli Ncube or Kirsty Coventry to bring radical, you know, reforms or to have 100-day plans that they can implement without the say-so of ZANU-PF at the level of the Politburo. And this is the biggest challenge that we need to look at, whether or not ZANU-PF will step aside and stand aside and let these technocrats do their work without having to have the final say.
Thank you so much for those remarks. And I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes.
Kulobaba Mfundisi. Baba Moyo, kunjani? Mfundisi Moyo, ukhona ecingweni?
Ya, ngikhona, ngikhona. Ngiyakuzwa, ngikhona.
Ye, akutsho Baba Moyo ukuthi i-cabinet le ekhona esanda kubunjwa ledala le-parliament kuza kwenzelani wena njengomoyo sibili?
Njengami for mina ngikhulumile abantu basekhaya, angithi mina ngisi Zimbabwe. Angiboni for kukhulumile abantu basekhaya even ingazo sinabantwana lapho. No, into yokuthoma kukhabinet le khulukhulu sifuna lapha kuminister we-health ukuthi akhone akhone ukuqinisa izandla khulukhulu uminister we-health. Ngikho lapho lapho sifuna ukuthi zonke izinto zenziwe ngokushesha. Siyabona ukuthi elizwe liyaphela, sifuna khulukhulu kuminister we-health ukuthi zonke izinto akhone ukusebenza kukhulu lapho ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuphila. Siyabona nje masibuka ikholera nezinye izinto eziningi izinto eziningi nje ezibhedlela akuna imithi. Even umuntu ma ezibhedlela lapha banofika banobhala phasi ipaper but kambe yothenga imithi. So sifuna lapho khulukhulu lapho kuno minister we-health ukuthi akhone kuyenza umsebenzi. Even nidala lasepharlamenti nalo kufanele khona lisebenze khulu khulukhulu. Sazi ukuthi idala lephalamende lasemakhaya for mina njengami angazi kudala ngikhona ekhaya angizange ngibone umsebenzi wabo wedala lasemakhaya ukuthi bayenzani. Ifana nabokhanzela akuna into bayenzayo. I think abazi banoba abantu noti nje ukhanzela nje mara the way bayenza ngakhona asibone. Soloko uma sihlala ekhaya ngiyazi amakhanzela amaningi asendawo yami asemakhaya lapha ngibuya khona akuna na next bayenzayo. The way akuna next bayenzayo banoba abantu nje banoba amakhanzela. So izinyo ezinyo sifauti ma bafundisa ukuthi bakhona ukuyenza ezinye izinto bayenzela abantu kufana lawa kusho no minister we finance kufana azame ukuthi akhona ukubuyisa mhlambe ekhaya mhlambe kube nemali engcono ingakhona ukuthi abantu bakhone kuncedeka khulukhulu mhlambe mako siyazi ukuthi i-US dollar alitholakali lula. Siyabona khulu imali lapha eZimbabwe itholakala lula iwamarandi la thana maba bakhona ukuthi mhlawumbe amarandi nawo akhona ukusebenza eZimbabwe. I think kungaba yinde ingcono le nto efana leyo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi, kodwa ke ujonga befuna ukukhuluma lawe ngesishona bamba
khona ngawataure
aivatachida ngoti mungo dzokora zvamamuchitaura izvozvo nokuti nyaya hombe mfundisi ndeyekuti maminista aya anogona kupuwa kana kuzvipa ma 100 days iyoyayo vanokwanisa here kuvanobudirira here kuzviita nekuti dambudziko rimwe ndere mari zvikwanisiro hurumende inenge ichingonzi bazi rakati harina chakati takatarisa rezveutano vari kutadza kuti vanga vachiunganidza mari inorwisa chirwere chekholera asi ndo imwe yepriority yavari kutovanda kurwisana nayo.
Ya nawo yamandibvunza yakanaka basi chose vakandibiri. Nawo iri ndiyokuti kuzvipa 100 days haashandi zvakafanana nokuti wapuwa mbeu kuti ha panopedza kumwedzi uviri wandatiibvisa bhoza uzi kuti mvura yacho ine rini, you know. So maminista anga asagona kuzvipa madays kuti 100 days chepresident pazuva ipa wakapinda vakapogora vape vati ndipe 100 days such a something. 100 days dzemuzimbabwe Zimbabwe pachaya chokwadi 100 days azipa kuti dzotoda makore kana 10 kuti gone kudzoka pairi gone kunaka zvekuti vangazvipa makore 100 tail mazuva 100 mwedzi inosvika kana mitatu nemazuva 10 haakunyepirana ukoko chokwadi chakanaka sevano vanonga vangopinzwa pabasa munoziva kuti kana munhu munhu achingango wanoka musikana anomunyepera kuti kana chini nangu kurora ndikuitira zvese but pachokwadi handioni vachizigona kuzviita zvakafana izvozvo asi kuti kungotaura bodzi mukati menyika yedu tikataurisa pachokwadi yava motokari yava dembe yava skirepi kuti yakanyafamba 2 seconds inenge yatofa 2 seconds yafasika zvinoreva kuti panotoda nyasi dzamwari kuti nyika yedu pachaye zvigono kuti zvibate kufinance kupinda kupi kosikosi kana kunga kusponsi kana kupi zvako nekuti ava maminista vakakufanana nevanhuwo vanenge vangogubatiswa kuti no iwo mbeu yenyemba urime saka kana mvura ikasanaya kana government ikasavhurira mvura because government ndinofa kuti igone kuunza zvese zvekuti maminista nawo agonti agone kuti afambi zvakamufanana nemoyo ndo unofambisa ropa mutsinga dzose kana moyo usingashandi hapana chinobuda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
Yes, Gibbs.
Ya, so mfundisi ivolume teokhuluma lapha nabantu bebengakuzwa kuhle sicela ukuthi ukhulume ngesindebele nje ngamafutshane bona futhi wena ngombono wakho sibili ubona ngazani icabinet le izayenzelana nabantu.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa kukhulu papa Gibbs. The icabinet le yasekhaya njenganje angeke ngibone ukuthi ngakhona uyenzela abantu baneZimbabwe something ngenge ukuthi mabathi 100 days angeke kulunge iZimbabwe ifile isafuna mhlambe iminyaka yi 10 years kuti ilunge ifane isikorokoro nje kuti 2 seconds siyafa 2 seconds senza njalo angeke kuti uti mouse angena umisa uti ndizenzela abantu ndisoso nasona so kufanele kuti mamuntu wamphile imbewu ukuthi mhlambe atshale maybe atshale umova lo mayi mvula ingani angeke umo khule so ukuthi igovernment uhulumeni ihosi leya kufanele nguye futhi akhona ukuyenza zonke izinto ilizwe lilunge kuti konke kukhambe kuhle makungayenziwe njalo angeke kuzokulunga abantu vele siyathembiswa hlala sithembiswa izulu nemhlaba mara ekugcineni akuna into ezokulunga lapha ekhaya mara for me now the way ngibona ngakhona iqiniso lihle asifuni sifihle iqiniso lihle njenganje ekhaya eZimbabwe angiboni izinto zilunga abaminisa vele bayakhuluma kufana amakhanselara siyabona mara asiboni umsebenzi bawuyenzayo so kusisene umsebenzi elizwe lakithi ukuthi konke kulunge konke kubuyele esingeni kufana namasimula esihlahleni afuna abantu baningi ukuthi bakhone ukugubha impande kuthi ilizwe lilunge njenganje hayi 100 days lezi amanga afuneki
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungadinwa kusasa
awasiyathokoza kukhulu uzimave nani lapho nesizwe senza seZimbabwe siyanithanda God bless you.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi.
Thank you. I think Mr. Gawule is itching to respond to that. Mr. Gawule.
Yes,
man. From our caller, Mufundisi Richard Moy.
Yes, Nandwa. So, Nandida Kuti, you call him Pendule, call him a single bed and
make him
be a little bit in the middle. What color would you find this Yamuza civil duty? Abu Kulumayo, Ukuluma, Umbono, I could find this in duty. Oh, you may never was, you would take 7 days, you may never ma. Le ma targets asethwa ungabona usebenza ngala ma targets ungala program of action ungala program ungala hlelo olulandelayo njalo lesikhathi esithile ukuthi lokhu kumele ngikwenze ngisho uyabo umuntu uyabonga ufile uyabongazi into eyenzayo into oqhakathekileyo ukuthi isikhulumeni nge 100 days manje niki sibonelo njengokuthi ngichathe ngathi mina ngizakhuluma ngeministry of finance imali iphilisi ibi ukuyiminisi yemali ekamthule Ncube uthe uminisa omutsha uthe yena uzafuna ukuthi kusetshenze ukuthi kukhishwe ibond ngemva kwe 100 days engxa ibond yalisikhitshiwe ibond ingakhitshwa ukuthi kuzahamba njani kube kuhle kube njalo engxa kumbe sisebenzisa idola le-America kumbe lamanye lezi zimali ade sizisebenzisa kubuyele emumentwana kade ungcono kade uyizolo kumbe kube kubi ngamandla ngemva kwe 100 days kuzabe sokukhangela ukuthi kwenelisekile yini kusebenzekile yini ngokwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu yinto eqakathekileyo naleyo yokuthi kube la ma-goals asethwayo ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esingaka siyabe sesenze lokhu lalokhu enxa mhlawumbe ngemva kwe-endreses kuyabe sekukuhle kakhulu ezimalini emangali ingasahluphi nemabhanga abantu befike athatha imali yakhe umuntu siyasebenza kusebenzayo yiko okukhangeleleyo konke khonokho ukuthi akusoze kusebenze nge-100 days soqiniso lelo ngoba i-100 days inyanga ethi ngu-3 years lenzisuku ezithile isikhathi eside kakhulu seneso esokuthi nxa usihlele ukuthi inhlelo zakhona yabe seziphuthile ngaleso sikhathi
maybe neshona futhi kungothi dim
ndambothi inini kana munhu echishanda even iko kusakura mumunda zvinoreva kuti zuva rimwe chete unongoti ndinoita muforo mumwe chete ndichisakura ndichiita kuti then kana vhiki yapera ndapedza hekta ndinongozvipinza izvozvo kuti ndakonesa aumboshanda chete usina magoals achieve unenge matarget unongosete matarget kuti after certain period ndenge daita izvakati after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura nezvo zvakadaro ndinoda kukunda mufananidzo paministry yemari kuti dambudziko riripo nderemari kuti hatina mari iye zvino mari haisi kuwanikwa mumabhanga sezvo minista muchinyuwana ana maideas manyuwana ari kuti iye ndichatanga nokuti pamwedzi panguva pfupipfupi inotevera tinenge tabudisa mabond notes ndiye ari kukanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda ende ichokwadi achakwanisa kuzviita ihe within 100 days yacho iye yataurwa iyi kana azviita kana tapedza 100 days ande kugara pasi tichiona kuti pamwe madhola avapo maamerica akuwanikwa mabhanga ko mari haisisi kuwanikwa mari iri kuwanikwa mabond notes aenda dambudziko rekukwira kwezvinhu kwemitengo yezvinhu dambudziko rako racho raenda ndizvo zvinhu zvakakosha zvinoda kuti titange nazvo titati taenda mberi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, of course, setting these goals is very crucial, but they are setting these goals at a time Zimbabwe is looking for money to take cholera. So at the end of the day, is this not going to actually throw them off the, you know, off the radar? So what's going to happen? Because they are focusing on cholera, they are focusing on all these other things that are affecting Zimbabweans. So how are they going to do it?
Well, I think Zimbabwe's problems can be simplified this way. Yes, there is a challenge nationally of cholera, and there are all these goals, 100-day plans that the ministers are coming up with. But the real issue is, one, is there political will to do what it takes to deliver Zimbabwe out of this quagmire? In other words, is the government of President Mnangagwa prepared to bite the bullet, as it were, figuratively, in this way that, look, the problems have to do with mismatched priorities, where the little resources that are available are used for non-essential things. So it will be difficult to meet the targets when the priority appears to be, for example, patronage. So if you have traditional chiefs whose demand is that they want luxury vehicles, 4x4 vehicles, to be bought for them, and if government prioritizes that, where is the money going to come from to cover essential drugs and medication and you know, water purification to combat cholera? That is the issue. If senators and MPs are also looking for you know, luxury items, cars and trinkets, that means that priorities will be mismatched. So President Mnangagwa and his cabinet need to first of all say they are prepared to have the leadership forgo the luxuries that they are clamoring for the sake of reviving and saving Zimbabwe. And also to have a comprehensive approach to combating corruption. Because if there is, for as long as there is a sense that there are some people who are untouchable, Gibbs, there will be no solution. Look at the problem of the cash crisis. If you go to Harare, you know, the money changers at Roodepoort, those people every morning have huge sums of money. How do you deal with reviving an economy when you have such a thriving market? And the people who are behind that are senior politicians, you might find out. So there is need to deal with all these things decisively and go beyond rhetoric, because there is a lot of talking. And, you know, talking is cheap, talking is good, but it does not deliver on the results. So until Zimbabweans feel that the leadership is not just talking. It will be difficult to have solutions. But I think also, more importantly, what we need to have is to press the reset button to ensure that there is production in Zimbabwe, because you cannot have the US dollar and forex if there is no production. Now I am talking to small business people who cannot take their money out of the country to go and buy things. If they want to buy things outside the country in South Africa, they have to go on the black market to buy the US dollar, to buy the rand to use. So this is the difficulty that Zimbabwe finds itself in.
Thank you so much.
Takaoma gives. Timozo mukoma Shepherd kuti vanoti chii.
Yeah, Shepherd connect when. Ba mabuza.
Yeah.
Haizi apila mabuza unjani wewe?
Hayi ngiyaphila.
Uhulumende sizwile ukuthi uhlale lamhla ke iCabinet leli dalelele. Liza kwenzelani wena ngokubona kwakho?
Mina mboni ngani akulandeliza yenza. Ngoba lokheli under PF iCabinet yakho.
Banqobile phela ukukhetha. Banqobile.
Hello.
Banqoba phela ukukhetha.
Yebo, banqobile ukukhetho ebedinga indlela zezikhundla nje ukuthi ba bakwansi ukuthi bona bafide nje imizi yabo kuphela. Masithi siyakhangela ngoba bathe bethathele umgaba umbuso ngemva bethembisa ukuthi ngemva kwe 90 days bazabe sebelungisile ezinye izinto. Kwaze kwafika isikhathi sokuthi kuvote kodwa kungela tshintsho olubonakalayo ebantwini. Kathe sikunje nje lezi zithembiso zokuthi abantu kumbe basondele eduzane ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi babasupport noma bengabe besenza izinto zabo uma sikhanile.
Ye, siyakuzwa, qhubeka baba.
Ye, ngoba kathe sikunje kumele ukuthi as a party ebusayo kumele ukuthi batshengisele utshintsho noma bekade bengakavotelwa kwenza ukuthi abantu babe lethemba. Ongangokuthi kathesi eblawayo laphana kule ndawo eyirenki yezimota ebekukhangelela ukuthi iyalungiswa kungakaze kufike noma isikhathi sokuthi kuyakhethwa, kodwa yakhanya ivaliwe kuphela, imota zakhithwa yavalwa kuphela yami njalo. Imigwaqo sikhangelela ukuthi njengephathi ebusayo kade kungadingeki ukuthi icele ukuthi abantu bayivotele ukuthi isebenze, but bekumele isebenze iqhathe abantu itshengisele ukuthi isitenzele ukuthi ilamandla ukuthi kwenza ukuthi incedise abantu labo bayincedise. So okwe-cabinet ukuthi nje izanu yonangwayo utshintsho lwayo sizalubonela khathana ngokuthi ivele ilokhe i-under corruption yezanu evele siyazi, ngoba ma ulokhe kukhona abantu ade be-under zanu izini umgabe sesekhona lakathe silokhe bekhona. So ithemba lethu liba lilutshwane ukuthi sibe lethemba lokuthi sibathembe ukuthi bengayenza utshintsho. Sizakhangele nje ukuthi akula ukuthi singathi ngoba yibo bavela abayiziniphathi.
Ehhe, konoku kwama 100 days goals konoku konokubona njani? Konokuthi bathi 100 days wenze lokhu, wenza lokhu. Wena wakubona besenza ukunye kuphuma sizele isikhathi bangena embusweni.
Ngikhulumile laphana ukuthi izani iproblem ezani ukuthi ifuna ukuthi ibribe abantu ngezinto ezithembisayo ukuthi ingazenzi yona i-ruling party. Ukuthi ngayitshengisela ukuthi iyafisa ukusebenza labantu ngokuqhatha abantu kumbe ngokuvula amathuba emsebenzi kumbe ngokulungisa ezinye izinto ezavele ezimotshakale kudala, like eBulawayo amafemu avalwe amaningi. Sibone igodi laphana livaliwe lakathesa ngazi ukuthi angithe eZimbabwe, but ngiyakwazi ukuthi lakathesa kusavaliwe akwazi kusetshenzwe, kodwa izinto ezenziwe before ama-elections besithi balungisa, kodwa bacela ukuthi becampaigna bethi balungisa kodwa kwama kunjalo. Ukusitshengisa ukuthi izanu ithemba lokuthi siyithembe likhatshana, ngoba izinto ezenzayo aziphushi. Kathe sikunje izinto zikhwelile, kusanda kuvota kungakabi labo 2 months kuvote, kodwa izinto sezikhwelile emashopu, imali kayikho. Bathembisa ukuthi bayatshintsha imali, siyathemba ukuthi imali izatshintshwa kubuya iZimbabwe dollar, ngoba kathi sikunje uma useZimbabwe usebenzisa izimali kumele ukuthi ufike utshintshe uzobe lezimali ezikwazi ukuthi zithenge khona ngale, uma usuphuma futhi somele utshintshe imali zokuthi uyaphuma uya kulithilizwe, ngoba ungaphuma la imali yangikhona kayisebenzi, uyathola futhi uma uthi uyabuyela ekhaya uthola ukuthi imali yangikhona seya-expire isasebenzi. So izinto ezinjalo zisitekisa ukuthi izanu noma iwinile, but sifana nalabantwana nje abazintandane nje abangelabazali kodwa bona bekhona.
Hayi siyabonga mfowethu Mabuza. Eh ungathini lokusasa eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what Mabuza is saying is that these other day targets are hopeless, you know, he says they don't work. So at the end of the day, ZANU-PF is untrustworthy. They started having a new government in November last year, but that government has not delivered. He says the tragedy is that the old guard remains intact. So he says it's the same kind of regime that is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So as per him, you know, he says it's a regime. So meaning that ZANU-PF is living on promises only. Promises you something,
but go and vote for us,
and then disappears and comes again in other elections mm-hmm. and does the same thing. So he says they've got a lot of unfinished works.
Rakaitizwa kuti vatereri wedu pa VOA Shona Facebook page wedu vari kuti kudiri pana polite boss podzai tafirei anza hapana chiri kunzwikwa ndofunga ndongo yatamboshaikwa here pa net then love moka tema volume is back then love joy katema anzi mfundisi ngawadzokorore Shona we had nothing from mfundisi unfortunately mfundisi moyo vaenda angaida kuti vadzokorore zvakare kushona mumwe ndiye zvakare love more love joy katema anzi dai ZANU-PF vari vanhu wabva zvavo pachigaro in these 100 days vanzwirwa vana veZimbabwe tsitsi kuona kwake uku then nyaya imwe yanga ingoripondewe kuti hanzi zvakutoda Mwari atibatsire nokuti hapana zviri kuwanikwa mumwe uyo polite boss ndofunga ndovaviri vari kunyanyokanda mashoko paFacebook page yedu amene kuti une vamwe here gips.
So we've got Caroline Spanda who says nothing will change. In fact, things are getting from bad to worse. So here I think she's referring to cholera and other issues. So then Pamela Kumaro says, yeah, into zinzima kwa Zimbabwe. Upapson Ndlovu uti besinga lizo kutu kwa manje sesilizo kakulu tube lochonga. Siatapu uti hai amantifesi zonfu itu. So maybe our next person is Mr. Gaule, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you can...
Yes, wa Gaule, tifitarisa nyaya iri kutaurwa nevamwe iyo iyo kuti wongu vano kunange vaine 100 days zvokuti vashande asi mari hapana mari vamwe vari kutaura nyaya kuti uori ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinouraya mapazi anogona kunge achinzi wongu bazi rapiwa mari akati asi chinozobuda hakuna nokuti pane paine uori munoti iwe imi.
Chokutanga inini ndoti handisi kuvumirana nazvo zvizvo rutaura nevamwe ndiri kuti inini presidendi akaita basa guru rokusandura kabineti yake echiisa matechnocrats vanoti vakadzidzira mabasa avo kunzvimbo zvavakadzidzira izvozvo example iya kutanga ndoda kutengipeya vana mutuli nyuve inyanzvi neziya dzemari echibva ikoko kuna Switzerland echiuya kuno kunogadzirisa patibeipei mukana hatamboona kabineti yakanaka kudai kabineti ine makabineti minista ze20 vanhu vaiswa panzvimbo dzakasiyana vechiziva basa racho patimbopaimukana matargets avo e100 days tione kuti vanogona here kuti vabudise zvimwe zvinhu zvinobatika iyi panyaya yemari ndiyo nyaya yakakosha iyoyo tichitanga ngatimbotaura inyaya yemari kuti mari nyaya yemari toda kuti mari ive mumabhanks kuti mari imwecho iye mutuli nyuve profesa mutuli nyuve ari kushanda ndofunga kuti ari kushanda 24 hours a day kutanga zuva ratanga basa ndofunga kuti after 100 days tenge tichiona kuti kwava nemutsauko here kuti haiwa zvinhu zvatonaka zvinhu zvakunaka tichiinda mberi iko zvinhu izvi zvichanaka zvichiinda mberi ko zvichashata zvichiinda mberi ngatimbovapai mukana ngatimbovaita maconclusion kuti zvakati zvakati tigare tichichema taritai muone wakaiswavo mumakabhineti minisita anga akagara aripo mubasa kwenguva yakareba iye zvino kwavamwe vanhu vane vakapiwa mukana vakapiwa basa here ikuti vaite basa vanyuwana vacho ngatimbovateri kwai nguva vaite basa ravo tione kuti vanogona here kuti vanhu havagoni
manzwawo zvakare zvataurwa navamavhinga zvikuru panyaya yemari yokuti mari inoshaikwa kumabhanga asi inowanikwa kumikoto uko kuna 40 neku roadport ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvekuti hurumende inenge ichiona ndo zviri kuitika asi matano acho ari kuonekwa handizvo ndo zvaiswa mukati me 100 days here izvo zvekuti zvigadziriswa
ndizvo chaizvo ndizvo zvakakosha nyaya idzodzo dzemari mari unodzaka mairi mari iri kuwanikwa mastreeti haidi kuti mhanyise vanhu vazovashonga unongochinja nzira dzacho dzakanaka dzekuti mari iwanikwe kumabhangi zvinopera zvemurodhi zvokutengesa mari murodhi zvaona kupatelene izvo zvinopera
asika vagaule izvo zvisati zvatanga izvozvi zvekutengeswa kwemari mumugwagwa izvo mari yaitowanikwa kumabhanga kusvika system yakazviregerera kusvika zvasvika pekuti mari haichanikwa kubhanga vakuiwana mumugwagwa zvinongodzoka futi ipapo nekuti vanhu vari kuchema kuti 37 years 38 years same system hongu pano kunenge pangochinja driver asi system iripo ndeye ZANU PF ndiyo imwe chete
but inini handisi kubvumirana nazvo izvozvo si driver kwava no driver munyowana driver wacho ndi Emerson Mnangagwa driver ange iripo ndi Mugabe President Robert Mugabe ndiye ange ari driver iye zvino kwapinda mumwe driver munyowana driver wacho ari kufamba nespidi yakanaka nagabhazi racho rekufamba rekunakira vanhu asi ngatiindei mberi tione kuti
zvinotonokotsera uri mubhazi nelalabai
handisi kuona kuti ndiye here bhazi reusiku iriyare rinofamba vanhu vakarara vakaita magumbezi no iri bhazi riri kufamba zvakanaka nyore nyore tiri kusvika takorikwati kuenda nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti panyaya dzemari mumastreets zvinogadzirisika mukaisa mapolisi zvine akanakanaka nekuti mari iriyo mumabhanga zvinopera zvoga usina kushonga even kana munhu one zvokumhanyisana nevanhu mumastreets vazvifambi itai zvinhu zvenyu mari iwanikwe vanhu mari ikawanikwa mumabhanga zvinopera zvinofanana nezveprice control kana makomodi dzeiripo akawanda vanhu venecomputa business hazvidi nyaya dzekucontrola maprize vanhu vanokontrola maprize vechidzikisa maprize vechicomputa hawo market zvinhu zvichinakira vanhu
no thank you so much vagaule
so Mnsamavinga maybe the problem that ZANU PF faces you know with this new government is you know it calls the government the party and the party the government so that maybe is causing a lot of havoc in terms of who is supposed to do what is the party stronger than the government or the government stronger than the party so is that kind of workable
well I think it's quite clear that ZANU PF the party is by far stronger and more dominant than the government because all those that then become members of the government are effectively deployees of ZANU PF and therefore effectively would take instructions from ZANU PF but that in itself is not the biggest challenge the biggest challenge is that when you have a system that is built around patronage when you have a certain political clique benefiting from the problems that are there because when there is this chaos when the dust has been kicked up some people will benefit and it is those people who will resist the change that might otherwise benefit poor people and ordinary people so you would find that when there is this cash crisis and cash shortage there are some people by through their connections who can walk into banks or into the reserve bank and get money and those people would have their runners at Roadport and 4th Street to sell and buy and trade in currency you know when you trade in currency you are trading in nothing so effectively you are benefiting and you are subsidizing the bond the bond is a heavily subsidized currency because it is a fallacy and a lie that the bond note is equal to the US dollar. But to sustain that lie, then people are forced to subsidize the difference between the actual value of the bond note and the US dollar is then realized at the black market. Because there is no performance, the country is not producing, so it is not possible to resolve this issue without addressing directly that political clique that is benefiting at the expense of the nation. And this is the crux of the matter.
Thank you very much, Baba Chum.
Mr. Gaule, if you look at the cabinet, we are looking at what President Mnangagwa is calling a diverse, dynamic, youthful, and streamlined cabinet with skills and experience required to achieve our goals of court. Do you think that they will deliver? Because some of them are inexperienced.
Yes, I believe this cabinet is going to deliver. It is going to take us to the land of New and to Canaan. This is my point. Let's give them time.
Hello, may you speak up?
Yes, I think I have a feeling that they are going to deliver.
Okay.
And it's really, it's possible that they are going to, these technocrats, a team of technocrats is going to really do us wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what I saw. From what I heard from Thuli Ncube, articulating some of these things, monetary policies and things like that, the way to go, that's the way to go, actually. And this, why these people are crying foul about this, there are bond notes, that the bond note is history, according to Thuli Ncube. We are moving towards that. And let's give them time to do their work. One day we wake up, we're going to the bank, we're making withdrawals, people getting their money, and really this is what we're expecting in a short period of time.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, and remember, Mr. Gaule, many people lost their pensions, many people lost their money, and all those kind of things. If Mr. Thuli Ncube decides to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar, is this not going to be a crisis again? And how do you justify that kind of a move?
I don't see the finance minister introducing the Zimbabwe dollar at this juncture, where we are now. We need to really move miles and miles before the Zimbabwe dollar is introduced. We need to, first of all, embark on revising our economy. That is point number one. We need to export. We need to embark on a large scale farming and produce more for export and things like that, so that we really revive our economy and get the much needed foreign currency and do trade with other countries and promote trade really. And then that chance, maybe somewhere there, that's when we can then. The Minister of Finance can then consider introducing the Zimbabwe dollar.
Mm.
This time around, there is no need for us to be talking about the Zimbabwe dollar. We should be talking about the U.S. dollar and these other currencies, like the rand. Maybe we can be an extension of the rand, the South African rand, and things like that.
Yeah, what does it mean to people who are going to be able to buy a second pension? Kulabantu abanga last cent ezikwameni zabo abathola ipension umuntu uzuza $25 ngenyanga kambe shwa libona zani kuya ngapi konke konoko akusithi ukuthi kumbe liza yenelisa kumbe azozelelisa kangamfutshane ngesindebele
ngiyabona kids kono ukuthi into naleyo yumsebenzi omkhulu kids ufinance minister awukhangeleleyo njalo into engiyithandayo ukuthi president he is a listening president. Ngibona uzalalela even lanxa umthuli Ncube selethe inhlelo zakhe ezoku-addressa zena ezinhlupho ezikhona ezendaba zemali. Ngithemba bazamnika indima yokuthi azihambele. Lanxa ezayihluleka, azehlulekele kodwa engavalelwa phambili, engafakelwa mgoqo, kazenzele, engathi ngayehlulekiswa ngoba ninganiza kuthini. Kodwa ngibona umthuli Ncube ngendlela ayeqalise ngayo, esenelisi ukukwenza kholokhu ngemva kwesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo. Ikakhulu into zamapentini, imali zahambayo, imali zalahlekelayo, abantu balahlekelayo. Abantu basale bengalaluthi ama-akhawunti abantu abantu basale bengabayanga ngokucedisela ngendaba zezimali zabantu ezatshabalalayo emabhengi ngomumo wona lo odlulileyo. Yinto ezimele ziqakathekile nezibuyele zikhangele ngu-finance minister. Yiwumsebenzi wakho omkhulu alawo nalwalo undoda wakithi lwana uMthuli Ncube.
Siyakuzwa baba ubamba khonapho-ke joke.
Vama vinga tombo utarisa mangwana pala kutarisura vakare kuvhurwa kwe paramende chipfumba mukana kuti 9th parliament izvi zvatingatarisirawo kumashanduro evadare tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyika ave dare remakurukota vazvipa mazuva zana tingatarisirawo chiku nhengo dzeparamende
chikuru chinotarisirwa tinovedza kuti vamunangagwa vachataura nezvazvo inyaya yekuti pave neurongwa hwekuti ndeipi mitemo inoda kuti ivandudzwe kubiswa kana kutsipikwa kuti zviri mubumbiro renyika remitemo zvizadziswe zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kugara vakasununguka vakafaranuka uyezve vachikwanisa kuwana zvese zvinenge zvavanoshuvira pane mitemo yakawanda inoda kuti ibiswe imwe yachona inosanganisira ina naposa nana aipa nezvimwe saka panenge pachida kuti pataurwe zviri pachena kuti mudare iri rechipfumbamwe reparamendi richatora matanho aya panguva ipi kuti riite kuti vana vezimbabwe vanzwe panyama dzavo kuti zvechokwadiwo vava pachikamu chakasiyana vava panguvawo yekuti iko zvino zviri mubumbiro kodzero dzavo dzochizadziswa uyezve kana tichitaura nyaya yekodzero hatisi kutaura chete kodzero dzekuti vanhu vataupe zvavanoda kana vapinde mune zvematongerwo enyika tiri kutaura kodzero dzinosanganisira kodzero kuva neutano hwakaringana hwakanaka kureva kuti nyaya dzekurwisa kolera dzinofanira kunge dzichitaurwawo kodzero dzemadzimai kodzero dzevana kodzero dzekuti vanhu vawane mvura yakanaka yakachena uyezve kodzero dzekuva nedzidzo yakanaka zvese izvi ngazvijekeswe zviburiswe pachena kuti zovawo nehwaro hwekuti mari ichabva kupi yekuti pazadziswe zvakasiyana nyanyei kodzero dzakanangana nezvekurarama kwevanhu nezveutano nezvekupedza denda rekorera nezvimwe zvakadero
vamavhinganisandaenda hangu kuna vagaule pane vamwe vane kurudziro yekuti dai vadare ava varegedza kutambira dzimotokari nezvimwe zvavanopiwa kuti mari yacho imboenda kunorwisa chirwere chekorera munoti iwe nemaonero iwe
maonero akanaka asi chakanyanyisa kukosha haisingori nyaya chete yekuti vadare vasatambire motokari dzemhando yepamusoro kuti mari iite rimwe basa rakakosha kudarika izvozvo asi kuti mafambisirwo ehomwe yenyika pachawo nguva dzose anofanira kunge akaringana nekodzero dzevanhu akaringana nekuti ndezvipi zvakakoshera nyika yezimbabwe nekuti tinogona kuti tadaro vadare vati aiwa motokari tadzirega asi mangwana chipfumi tonzwa kuti mari yenyika yashandiswa zvimwe zvisina maturo zvisina tsarukano saka kurudziro hombe inenge iripo kudare reparamendi rezimbabwe nderekuti paongororwe kuzi nguva nenguva mari yenyika homwe yenyika ngaibatwe zvine chiremerera zvine kufunga zvakakoshera musha nemhuri yezimbabwe yese zvayo kwete kufunga vashoma ndo zvatinokurudzira
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's go to Babu Kaule. Babu Kaule, siya wono kuti uhulumende, ngati itali le parlamente, liyahlala ke kusasa. Kulabanye bakhangelele ukuthi liza kwenza okunenge okutshiyeneyo. Okunye kwangkhona sizwile ukuthi bafuna ukuthi baguqule isekelo sombuso welizwe, constitution, babe sefaka khonokho okuthiwa i-devolution ngenye indlela, on the administrative side, ukuthi kambe ngaphathwa njani. Njoba sikwazi ukuthi kulama provincial councils kuzobuya lama provincial ministers ukuthi kusebenze njani khonokho so wena ngombono wakho kambe lapha kuzanywani la
okuzanywayo yikwenza umsebenzi wesizwe okwakuqala kitshenta nokuthi ngutsho yikuthi uba umnandaba kasifika besethula uhlelo lwakhe oluzayilandelwa ihulumende oyalandelwa idale lephalamende ukuthi enibelandelele umsebenzi kahulumende ukuthi uzaqhutshwa njani okokuqala engikukhangeleleyo kakhulu okumqoka yikuthi upresident ayethule ukuthi kumele kulwise ukuqeda i-corruption
ukutshontshwa ubusela ubudlova okwenziwa ngabantu abagangileyo laba babotshwe abantu labo bekuye phambili kudingwe njalo indlela zokuthi kube le mali elizweni imali le ehluphayo kukhitshwa amabhondi la kuvuselelwe umkhonomi welizwe ukuthi imali yakhona izadingakala ithole ngaphi uhulumende akubike kube cace khonokho ukuthi uhulumende kumele kudinga izimali kuvuswa ama-industry asile njabo obulawe ukuhamba kungaboni khona kulolutho olukhona phakathi kwezigaba esikwenze khonapho sokubaabantu esebenza ama-church sokuyinto zama-church professionini ngalezo zizovula ama-church obulawayo ngani ibulawa yindawo yama-industry sifuna ukuthi i-industry ivulwe ilizwe liqalise ukusebenza abantu bathole imisebenzi baqhatshwe yibo okuqakathekileyo indaba ye-devolution iqakatheke ukwedlula zonke ngoba iyiyo ebhaliweyo ekhona kwisisekelo sombuso phela umuntu nxa ebusa upresident kabusi ngokusa ekhanda lakhe ubusa elandela isisekelo sombuso ubuswa isisekelo sombuso upresident ungaphasi kwesisekelo sombuso and isisekelo sombuso simele sigcwalisiswe kathesi iphalamende entsha eliyale engenileyo kathesi imele igcwalisiswe ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sonke sigcwalisiswe sinjalo silandele kuyenziwe le ndaba naleyo upresident akhulume ngayo even lanxa kade edinga usekelo ukuthi uza kwethula uhlelo olukhona kusisekelo sombuso sokuzibusa yokuthi abantu bazibambele umnotho wabo ezabelweni zabo i-devolution of power eyesiyikhangeleleyo iye qakathekile ukwedlula zonke izinto ukuthi abantu abalomnotho wabo bathole umnotho wabo onalowo uthuthukise izigaba zabo ngezigaba zabo zenezo ngokuhleleka kwakhona kwethu okusithi-ke nokunjalo laba abalomnotho omningi kakhulu bese siba yibo abakholisa kakhulu njengalaba abalamadabu kobomarange ngale komanikaland bananzelele ukuthi kube lentuthuko ekhona hatshi ukuthi amadabu kuphela abethuthwa kuphela bethuthwa bawabone lapho umzila abo ohambe khona kungalanto esalayo ezigabeni zabo thina njengangaphathina emathnoth eprovince enothile kakhulu ngezinyamazana ezithimba ngezako konke kusiya konke okukhona lokhu uyinotho emangalisayo emele ukuthi ngezigaba ngezigaba abantu bazihlelele umnotho wabo yikho ngibona kuqakathekile kakhulu ekutheni kugcwalisiswe isisekelo sombuso esitsha sibe sisetshenziswe ngokugcweleyo ngokuthi kunanzelele indaba ye-devolution.
Thank you so much. He's talking about devolution at, you know, in terms of what it can do for the benefit of people.
Yes.
So he says, for example, in Marange, there are diamonds. But when you break it down and say, okay, let's go for a devolved kind of region, what can they benefit those people? So he said, in Matrimony North as well, there's a lot of timber, there's a lot of wildlife. What can people benefit from those, you know, when there is some kind of devolution? So he says, these are some of the issues that the current parliament is supposed to tackle. And we've seen actually ZANU-PF going for this devolution issue in a very strong way. But then there are some questions on, you know, the provincial councils and the role of provincial ministers, which leaves everything maybe to say they want to amass more power, you know. So maybe, I don't know whether...
Maybe Mavinga, Mr. Yes. Mavinga can give us some insight on that, because we understand that that's a part of the 9th Parliament to amend the constitution on devolution, I think.
Yes.
Well, I think it could be a question of semantics, but the reality is that the 2013 Constitution of Zimbabwe has adequate, effective provisions for devolution. So what may be unclear is whether or not the proposed amendments to Chapter 14 would be pushing more towards decentralization as opposed to devolution, because my understanding is, and my reading of the Constitution is that clearly, without amending the Constitution, it is possible to fully implement devolution. And in fact, that was one of the reasons put forward by ZANU-PF supporters as one of the grounds for impeaching
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Our time is up. I'm sorry. Our time is gone now, so we have to leave it there today. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Mr. Teo Mavinga and Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope to meet you some other time. Signing off is Keith Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night. Zimbabwe.
Tisinga kangano vatereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, zvakanaka vana veZimbabwe.